Hello? Hello?
Thanks for calling XPO. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Is this the delivery driver? Hello?
No,
You
ma'am.
there?
This is not the delivery driver, but we work for the same company for XPO. How can I help you?
Yeah, husband and I have been sitting here all day long waiting on our delivery and have gotten no updates from the driver or anyone else.
Okay, let's
And
look into.
we were given this number to call because nobody's bothering to call us.
Okay, let's look at your route on your PO and see where the driver is. It's going to show me which home is at, okay? Is the
Right.
phone number ending in 0153? Is that associated with your order? Or is it a
Yeah, that
different
is.
phone number? Right, give me 2 minutes to 3 minutes to get your order pulled up. And then we're going to look at your route and see where the driver is at.
Is it normal for not to, to for there to be no comment or no calls, no nothing?
They're
This was
supposed
supposed
to
to
only
happen
call you
early.
30 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, our delivery window was supposed to be from 7 at 9 a.m. this morning, so it's a little past that, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am. Something's wrong.
So, right, and therefore, I feel like we're not getting that call because they're way behind schedule. But, you
Okay.
know, to have us sitting around here waiting on this all day, not cool.
I know, I agree. Just give me a minute. I can't say anything until I can pull up the order.
All right.
Earlier this week. All right, let's see. About another minute and a half, I should be able to see your order.
Okay.
I'm not seeing anything that way. It's processing. I have it. Is it under Shannon Pezzola?
Yeah, that's who I am.
All right, Miss Pezzola, let me write down your order number. Give me a minute to do that before I go into your order, because I've pulled up orders before and they disappeared. All right, let's see. What's your address?
5630 Winding Lakes Drive, Cumming, Georgia.
Okay, that's what I have. Hold on.
Where the hell's the truck?
Okay, ma'am. For one, if you continue to cuss, I'm required to disconnect the call, so I'm gonna try to help you, but I need you to refrain from cussing for me. Let me see.
It's going to be really difficult, but I'll try.
I understand. I know you're upset. Okay, it was 3 o'clock when you called
I'm
in
past
earlier
that.
today. It says 11 to 1 was your time frame. I'm looking at the notes.
That's
Hold on.
not correct.
Hold on just a second. They do have you
Boy,
routed.
do y'all not line up with this is a Best Buy delivery. Do y'all not line up on delivery
Oh,
time?
delivery.
Right time.
Oh. Yeah, it's a delivery and installation. Hold on just a second. I'm gonna look at your route to see what's going on. It's almost finished. Let's see where you are. Okay.
Wait, I bet we're dead last is where we are.
Yeah, your last. Yes, ma'am. I guess, I don't know if they're at the store right now or at the customer's home in front of you. But either way, I'm going to have them contact you, okay? Hold on just a second. Because he
What can
only
you tell me
knows how long to.
where are they?
Ma'am, I can't tell you that. They're at the customer
Oh.
ahead of you, is all I can tell you. They don't allow us to tell another customer's
Are they in
information.
Cumming, Georgia? Are they in the next state?
Yes, ma'am.
I
They're
mean,
in Georgia. But only he knows how long he's going to take. So I'm gonna send him a text message. He's gonna send on his phone right now as we're speaking, okay? And somebody else has already sent one to them as well.
that's probably me.
It was you. And that was around 12:20 today. It was like right in the middle of your time frame.
Here's the thing, Miss. Your time frame and my time frame are not remotely the same.
I know.
I have paperwork that said they were supposed to be here between 7 and 9. So please, please do not tell me that your time frame is the right one and I have the wrong one when we've been waiting since 7 o'clock this morning.
It told us your time frame. It says on here it was, let's see what it says.
On the Best Buy paperwork, that is what it says.
On the they don't, Best Buy does not set the time frame. They probably gave you like 7 to 1 o'clock, right?
No. They gave me 7 to 9 a.m.
7 to 9, okay. Well, they gave you something in the morning time. But our system has you 11 to 1. That's why our time frames are not the same. The store does not set the time frame. Neither does we. The system sets it between 4 and 10 o'clock the night before. We don't have control over time frames at all. Everything is set by the system. It's always the night before any installation or delivery. And it says that your time frame, unless they pushed it back or something, it says 11 to 1. But it's still past that time, so I'm going to still send them a text message and tell them to contact you.
We just need to have an idea of when they're coming.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm telling them to call you and tell you.
I don't care if they're 30 minutes away or an hour away. Just have the common courtesy to let us know when you're coming. Don't let us sit here all day.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I don't know why the store, I guess they're still doing that. Second. See, I could tell you it looks like less than an hour, but they might be at the home a little longer. I have no idea. So that's why I'm going to tell them to call you themselves.
I just don't have any confidence that anyone's going to call me.
I'm sorry. I'm going to tell them to as soon as possible. All right, I sent a text message to the tech that's coming to your home, and I put a copy of it on your PO as well. So if you have to call back, the next agent is going to understand what's going on. But I told them to call you right now with an estimated ETA as soon as possible.
All right.
All right, and I'm sorry that you're even having to go through this. But all we can do, we don't even call them. All we can do is send them a text message. All right. So now, and you're next. But I can't give you an estimated time frame when he may become, because I have no idea how long he's been at the customer before you home or how long the installation takes. He's going to have to contact you. So make sure you answer all your calls, okay?
Yep.
All right, good luck to you.
All right.
If there's nothing else, thank you for calling the XPO, Ms. Shannon. I'm so sorry. You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. Did she hang up?